Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm not going to say I told you so.
What's that?
But you know how my son and I always take the Jeep out to Rampart?
Right.
It's this weird forest area. It's like that. They have that fire watch lookout thing over there. What, Sean knows it. Deckers and all that. Where is that, Sean?
It's Deckers, like, is down south past Sedalia.
Yes, and right, okay. And that's also where Rampart is.
Yes.
Right? And then where's that Firewatch thing? Is that Deckers?
Mm-hmm.
So I said to you, and I even told my son this, there are some creepy people in Rampart. Like, creepy people. And there's set up tents, and I know some weird stuff is going on back there. I really do mean that. And the weird tents, like people are, what do they call it? You know, they're just setting their squatters, a bunch of squatters out there. And then there was this guy, and he drove by us in Rampart, and not with a four-wheel drive, and he had his trunk down. It was tied up, and I told my son there's a body in there.
So...
did you see what happened yesterday? That carjacking guy got shot there.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that was right there.
That was at that same place?
Yes.
Really?
Where I told you all the creepy people go.
Let me get this straight, because I heard the story earlier this morning that a guy was down there. He got a campsite, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, it's a camping week because, it's a holiday week.
Right.
And so he goes in there, he gets a campsite, like 2:00 in the afternoon. The next thing you know, some Weisenheimer carjacker comes into the campsite, and was he driving a car he had already stolen or something?
That's what I understand.
That's what I heard.
And
pulled a gun on this camper. Well, in Colorado, I don't know if I'd pull a gun on anyone back in the backwoods, because everybody's got
a gun. Yep.
So he pulls a gun, and a gunfight breaks out.
Shoots
him
dead.
In this campground, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy's dead? I thought he's in just serious condition.
Oh, man.
I don't think he died.
Oh, good.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, no, you might be right. I didn't read all of it.
I think he's in bad shape.
But all I thought is, I've been saying that this place out there, that I really want the cops to go out there and look around. There's some creepy crap happening. I told you the weirdest, this story. The weirdest thing I saw was, remember that guy in that Bronco, and he had all those kids in that car?
Yeah.
And that little horsey on top of his car, and I'm thinking, why are you out here with all those kids?
It's a little suspicious.
It was suspicious.
No,
to me.
I agree with you.
It was very odd.
Yeah, I think a lot of, how do I say this delicately? A lot of crazy people go back into the backwoods.
Yes.
And hang out there, don't they?
I agree with
you. It's like a cult.
Well, they do have one there.
Oh, they do?
No, it's a real cult.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's, maybe Sean knows. He's into that weird stuff.
Sean?
Yeah.
You know the Decker cult?
I don't.
It's like in Devil's Head and all that.
No.
Yes. Whoa. There's a cult out there. They have a complex, like a compound.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Because those guys that take everybody shooting for bear and stuff, they're like, don't go down that one road. There's a cult.
I told you a couple of weeks ago that anytime I leave the house to go anywhere near the mountains back, down where you're talking about, down in that area or wherever, I always take a gun.
You have to.
I always. Even though I don't have a carry permit, I still put one in the vehicle.
Oh, am I supposed to have one of those?
What's that?
To have it in the car?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. To carry it on you, concealed weapons.
No.
You can have it in a vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. But I always take a gun with me, simply because you never know when you're going to break down and have, some car trouble. You want to be able to protect yourself if some scumbag like this guy that walked into that camp yesterday down there. If somebody like that shows up, you got to defend yourself.
Sean, you can stop searching cults. You're creeping me out. Isn't that scary?
I found a cult tracker.
I know. I see that. Don't do it. That's scary. I feel like they're going to track you or something.
I didn't realize we had so many cults in Colorado.
Yeah, you're going to start getting emails.
I know.
Wanting you to join.
Somebody said it's called Shambalamba.
Makes sense.
That sounds like a fun one.
Jambala, yeah.
So it's jambala, blah, blah, blah. All right, anyway. Let's get to a few things. BJ is bitchy. That's our number one thing on our tabloid trash today.
What are you talking about? What am I bitching about?
LeBron James.
Yeah. I do have to say this. I'm not pulling for the Lakers this year. You know what? I was all for LeBron James. When it was speculation that he was going to Los Angeles, I thought, good for them. You know what? L.A. could use it. And it's a big city. That's good. But now all these celebrities and everybody's bragging how they're going to win the championship.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, they're all cocky now. And now I've turned on them.
Not only are they cocky, but his jersey is in high demand. Pre-orders for the jersey with LeBron James' name on the Lakers were strong enough to give retailers one of its top 10 sales days in terms of NBA gear. Yesterday, it had its biggest sales day ever.
I'd like to see him break a leg first game.
Oi! That's not nice!
Just saying.
Wow!
That's how I'm feeling right now.
Wow. In the first 3 hours of sales, it was up 600%.
I know.
Man.
Yeah, they can't make them fast
compared
enough.
To Cavaliers jersey and all that, it was still 600%. Let's see. It says Laker LeBron jerseys won't ship until the deal is actually signed. It could happen as early as noon on Friday, but he hasn't signed on the dotted line yet.
You know what I hate, too? Now, I got to get all this out of my system, okay? I hate when a guy like LeBron James goes into, like, Los Angeles and somebody else on the team's wearing the number he wants and they take it away from the guy who...
Does that happen?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah. Oh, Sean, that makes me mad.
What are you looking at?
Shambalamba. It's an adventure in utopia.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I can't figure out where
I don't feel like that's a cult. I feel like that's happiness.
Yeah.
An adventure in utopia, Shambalamba.
Shambalamba.
Aryan Brotherhood, that's who it is.
Ooh.
In Rampart.
Oh, they're really? Not an adventure in utopia.
No, they have a whole complex thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yes! That's you don't go down that one road that they point at.
Is that like skinheads?
I don't know. I just know that's the name, and you don't go down that way.
Yeah.
It's like scary. Yeah, all right, anyway. Let's see here. So the NBA, what?
It's on a secret country estate.
What is?
The Shambalamba.
Oh,
I want to go now.
He wants to go Shambalamba.
Shambalamba.
All right, so LeBron James, that's crazy. They're saying that it's like the Super Bowl. You guys are ready with these tickets for the LA Lakers, the first game that he's going to play in. They're saying the nosebleeds are going for $500.
Yeah. Oh, so much money out there.
So much money.
Yeah, they'll continue to jack up. You know that first game that he plays in the... do they play in the Forum or...
Not anymore.
Staples Center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those first tickets are going to be outrageous.
They said it's like Super Bowl prices.
Yeah. Well, those people, though, that have those tickets, because that game's not going to happen until November. So those people that have those tickets and paying $500, Jamie, they'll resell them. Those things will go up to probably $4,000 or $5,000.
Is that crazy?
Just to get in the house.
In the house?
Yeah.
We should get some tickets. Go wear our Nuggets jerseys.
Well, call your friend. She owns them.
Yes, she does. I almost wrote her a little letter yesterday and said, like, good move. So proud of you. But then that looks obvious.
Yeah. I just come straight out and ask for tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey.
Jeannie.
Hey, it's me. I need some tickets. I wonder how many people are asking her for tickets. I bet her lady was just like, really? Stop. Kim Kardashian. Oh. I have some audio. This is Kim Kardashian. She wanted Tristan Thompson to unblock her. I guess he blocked her on social media. And she said this is what happened.
Oh, I did it just spur of the moment. I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. You have your phone out. And this is really awkward because you blocked me and, you know, what's up? Like, we're all here in the same room again. Can I get a follow? Can I get an unblock at least? I had to do it. I had to.
17 seconds that you'll never get back in your life. You just heard.
And she really wanted, like, it was awkward, BJ.
How does that make news?
What?
Her rambling about somebody unblocking her.
Because it's Tristan. It was awkward because she was blocked.
I guess I'm still angry. I'm still angry over LeBron, I guess.
I guess so.
Probably.
Yeah, I guess on another day, that would be just fascinating audio.
Right. Would
sure.
it?
Yeah,
would
I think it would. Yeah.
Well, this should be really great. It's Selena Gomez talking about her favorite vacation.
Very, very isolated beach. I love being in nature. I love any sort of nature. I don't know. That's... That's my dream. That's it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That is stellar.
It is so good.
I love being on a beach, isolated.
Yep.
I hope she gets eaten by a shark.
Wow. Speaking of which, oh, my God, did you see the woman that was feeding the shark and it bit her and took her into the water?
You know, I'm kind of happy she got bitten over
that.
Oh,
that's not nice.
Well, you shouldn't be playing around with sharks like she was doing.
She wasn't playing around with them. She was feeding the beautiful creatures.
She was feeding the sharks and she slips and falls into the water.
No, it grabbed her.
Oh, it grabbed her?
Yeah, it grabbed
her.
Oh,
I thought she slipped on the platform.
No, it grabbed her finger and
good.
Took her with
her. I like the story even better now.
I mean, it grabbed her. She had like, you know, I don't know. Something in her hand, and it grabbed her hand, kind of, or finger, and pulled her in. I mean, Jimmy, she did slip, too. But.
This is like me taking a jar of honey and going out into the woods looking for a bear so I could shake his hand.
Well, now you make me feel bad, because you know what we did in the, God, where were we? The Bahamas?
Yeah.
We did a shark dive.
Yeah.
So, they,
so did I.
So I... You were saying, though, you wish we got eaten, based on what you're saying, because what they do is they put all these big fish on these lines... And they strew them out and they let them out behind the boat. And then you go and you swim with them. And man, when I signed that thing for the shark dive and everything it said, like basically you're going to die and we're not responsible.
Right. They do. They
and I signed it for my son, too. I was like, what am I doing?
Those are creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like to sign those.
I don't either. And then, okay, so after it was over and we were just swimming like to the side and they'd kind of dispersed because they were done chumming them basically, a lady threw up and I'm freaking out telling my son to get in the boat because now the shark's going to come up and eat her puke. But this is going to be at the top of the water. Oh, my God. I was like, get in the boat!
I think I'm going to do a shark dive when we go to the Caymans.
You are?
Yeah. You know, see, but here's the difference.
I hope you get eaten.
Here's the difference when it comes to sharks. No.
That's what you said about that lady.
Well, you know what? She's horsing around, though. I'm not going to be horsing around. I'm going to be doing a professional dive.
And she wasn't horsing around. She's doing what they do.
Look, here's the thing with sharks, though. Sharks, if you do a shark dive, you go down to the bottom and you sit on the bottom. You don't swim around with the sharks because that's dangerous. See, a shark can only bite up. They can't bite
down.
Well,
we were on top of the water. We snorkeled.
Yeah, it's the worst place to be.
That's where we were.
On top of the water. Now you look like a seal.
I know. And when you have a kid that has like black, you know, swim shirt on and black suit.
Right.
Like, that's what I said. I just dressed you like a baby seal.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you snorkeling, Jamie, you're going to look delicious.
What are you calling me? What are you calling
me? I'm saying you're going to look delicious
buffet?
To a shark.
Are you saying I'm a little girthy, a little blubbery?
I didn't say anything about
blubbery.
That.
I feel like you just called me a damn buffet.
I know you're
Sean, what did you hear?
All humans are going to look delicious.
Did you hear buffet?
I heard a little buffet.
See?
I mean.
Yep. Like a chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
Sean, they'd love you.
Oh, yeah, they would.
What? See what I mean?
Yeah. I'd look like a big tuna.
Big tuna.
Big tuna.
Yeah,
you're
a big tuna.
Anyway, it went viral yesterday on Twitter. It was hilarious, the girl being bitten. Oh, my God, people were so mean. They were like, duh, you're feeding a shark. What do you expect?
Right.
And then ABC called it shocking video of a woman being dragged by her finger. And they're like, it's not shocking, ABC. She wasn't feeding a pigeon.
It's a shark.
It's a shark.
And she's reaching down in the water with this, you know, with this bait or whatever she's got. And the shark goes after her. They're not meant to be fed from a boat.
Well, we learned our lesson, didn't we? Learned our lesson.
She did.
And then finally, just to top it all off with your favorite little message, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's talking about LeBron James.
LeBron, welcome to Los Angeles. This is so exciting that you're coming to the city of stars, and you, without any doubt, are going to be the biggest star of all. on the court and off the court. Oh, love it.
Boy. How long has he been here?
Love it.
You'd think by now he'd lose that damn accent. You know?
Yeah, you would think so.
I feel like some people keep it.
Yeah.
I feel
well, it works for him.
Yeah, it does work for him.
Yeah, it does work.
Anyway, he's very, very happy. What is this? This is not... What is this accent? What am I doing?
I don't
Russia?
Know.
I'm doing Russia. Anyway, he's very happy. He's very excited for LeBron.
The city of Los Angeles is very excited over LeBron James. And, you know, they're months away from him playing, but boy, the hype.
I want to be excited about somebody. I don't even know a damn Nugget name.
Well, we have the tall guy.
Oh, right.
What's his name?
Ricola.
Yeah, Ricola Yochef or something.
What was it, Sean, yesterday?
We don't know.
Sean?
It was Nikola Jokic.
Whoa, that
it's
was
not
good.
Yoakum.
It's Dwight Yoakum.
It was Dwight's little
it's
brother.
It's not Yoakum.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's Dwight Yoakum's little brother.
I thought so, yeah. It was
That's very tall.
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, we have him. You know what? I'm buying one of his jerseys today.
Ew,
good, grab me one.
Yeah. There you go. Tell the trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.